Hello, and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Thursday, January 15th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio article was narrated by an AI clone of my voice. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, Trump threatened to institute the Insurrection Act after an ICE officer shot a Venezuelan man in the leg during an arrest, the second shooting by a federal agent in Minneapolis in a week. The Department of Homeland Security said the man resisted arrest and violently assaulted the officer, but that claim wasn't independently verified and was disputed by state and local officials. Minnesota Governor Tim Walz urged peaceful protests and told Trump to turn the temperature down, while the White House accused Walz of encouraging violence against law enforcement and called the demonstrations an insurgency. Next, Trump delayed a decision on U.S. strikes on Iran after senior advisors warned him that even a large-scale attack was unlikely to topple the regime and could risk wider regional retaliation. U.S. allies in the region, including Israel, Turkey, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and Oman, also warned Trump against a strike. The White House said all options remained open, even as Iran signaled it wouldn't proceed with executions of protesters after weeks of nationwide protests that Iranian security forces violently suppressed. Meanwhile, Maria Corina Machado presented Trump with her Nobel Peace Prize for peaceful pro-democracy activism, weeks after Trump ordered a military raid that captured Venezuela's president, Nicolas Maduro. It wasn't clear whether Trump accepted it, and the Norwegian Nobel Institute reiterated the prize can't be revoked, shared, or transferred. Separately, the Senate blocked a war powers resolution that would have required congressional approval for future U.S. military action related to Venezuela, with J.D. Vance breaking a 50-50 tie. In other news, several NATO allies began deploying small numbers of troops to Greenland after U.S. talks ended in what was described as a fundamental disagreement over Greenland's future. Denmark said the deployments under Operation Arctic Endurance were limited and exercise-focused, and NATO hadn't formally approved the operation. A poll also found 75% of Americans opposed the U.S. attempting to take control of Greenland, while 25% supported the idea. Also, Trump announced what he called the Great Healthcare Plan and urged Congress to pass this framework into law without delay. But the White House released only a high-level outline with no legislative text, no cost estimates, no eligibility rules, no enforcement mechanisms, and no timeline for implementation. When asked if Trump could guarantee people could afford healthcare under the plan, Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said, "If this plan is put in place, every single American who has healthcare in the United States will see lower costs as a result." Finally, more than half of the 24 members of Congress who are 80 or older decided to run again. 13 silent generation lawmakers sought new terms, despite broad bipartisan voter support for age limits. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this. WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keezer, and I'm glad you're here.